savage and courageous wild asses are as nothing before the onset of the lion.
Do you remember when we started to talk about this lion? One, we brought the lion as an example of the strength and power and all that, right? Here you say, that lion is given this. There is some magical hand which gives this stuff. So that lion is given, yes?
He is the Lord of the kingdom. He gives to a Joseph the kingdom of beauty, so that he is as the water of white clouds. He bestows upon one face the radiance of a star, so that a king becomes the slave of a girl. He bestows upon another face his own light, so that at midnight it sees everything good and evil. Joseph and Moses fetch light from God into their cheeks and countenances and into their inmost bosoms.
Mm-hmm. He's talking about the qualities which are explained by different prophets. Each of them has a magical quality. Where does it come from? The Creator has given them. It's not that they created this. When we're talking about the Joseph, he's beautiful. Has he done something? Maybe an operation? Facelift or he is given this, he was born with that beauty. There is another beauty in the soul which is given to some people. They are some exceptional people who are given this. You have to try to find them. Yes?
The faces of Moses shot forth a flashing beam. He hung a veil in front of his face. The splendor of his face would have dazzled eyes, as the emerald, the eyes of the dead Adam. He besought God that a veil might become a covering for that powerful light. He said, "Listen, make a veil of your felt raiment, for the garment of Gnosis can be trusted."
You see, what is he doing? Playing with your mind somehow. This beautiful fellow we are talking about, he put something in here, some mask, to cover this light and the beauty that will expand. It didn't work. He asked him that, give me a better one. And he was told that, this is the beauty and this is not just for you. The special stuff which is given to these single people is for what? It's for everybody. We all are interested and we are glad that Hubble is working, because Mr. Hubble found this. This is how it works, yes?
Because that robe has become inured to the light, the light of the Spirit shines through its warmth and woof. Nothing will be a repository except a mantle like this. Nothing else can endure our light. If Mount Koff should come forward as a barrier, the light would rend it asunder like Mount Sinai. Through the omnipotence, the bodies of men have gained ability to support the unconditioned light. His power makes a glass vessel the dwelling place of that light, of which Sinai cannot bear a moat. A lamp niche and a lamp class have become the dwelling place of the light, by which Mount Kaf and Mount Sinai are torn to pieces.
I promise you, if your language was not English and you were reading the Persian, you have the same difficulties to understand it. Isn't it? Ask the Persian language people who are listening. Because he's playing with the words and bringing all the magical scenes and examples together to explain the magic in the culture. The magic of this being together, talking the same language, thinking similarly, is the magic. Because whatever one fellow will discover, it belongs to all of us. And that's how we collectively has been transformed from the animals to humanity. That's that quality. Yes?
Know that their bodies are the lamp niche and their hearts the glass. This lamp illuminates the Imperium and the heavens. Their light is dazzled by this light and vanishes like the stars in this radiance of morning. Hence the seal of the prophets has related the saying of the everlasting and eternal Lord. I am not contained in the heavens or in the void or in the exalted intelligences and souls. I am contained as a guest in the true believer's heart without qualification or definition or description.
This is it. He's talking about the magic which is given to one person. That unique fellow will do the magical stuff for we and we collectively. This is why when they are talking, they are talking just opposite of the opposite. So look at it. The fellow is a prophet who will say, me, I don't fit in the existence and every extension. I am that big, but I fit in the heart of a believer. Means that all the grandiose of me, big, everything, is in the heart of the people, not in the brain and the mind. That's what I'm talking about. The heart, which everything fits in it. Yes?
To the end, that by the mediation of that heart above and below may win from me sovereignties and fortune. Without such a mirror, neither earth nor time could bear the vision of my beauty. I cause the steed of mercy to gallop over the two worlds. I fashion a very spacious mirror. From this mirror, at every moment, 50 wedding feasts hearken to the mirror, but do not ask to describe it. The gist is this, that Moses made a veil of his raiment, since he knew the penetrating nature of that moon.
Okay, everything changed to what? A logical conclusion that this is it. Do you remember when I talked about the mirror? What is good about mirror? Mirror doesn't show itself, so you could see all other stuff. These unique people I'm talking, they are not selfish. So, what about it? They are that kind of mirror that I'm talking about, and ask your questions from this mirror, but don't ask any question about the mirror itself. This is it. You don't understand where is this special magical channel which will bring us those exceptional people. So you cannot question that. But bring your questions to the mirror and they will give you the answer. Yes?
Had the veil been of anything except his raiment, it would have been torn to shreds. If it had been a solid mountain, it would penetrate through iron walls.
Mm-hmm. You remember I said he was begging the God that please give me something that I cover this? He said that cover could be only from his own dressing, his own. That's what functions. To cover this, he has to use his own dressing, not taking anything from anyone. Yes?
What contrivance could the veil employ against the light of God? That veil had become glowing. It was the mantle of a Gnostic's in the moment of ecstasy.
Oh, moment of ecstasy, yes, but the word is RF. Do you remember RF? This is Irfan, the language, and RF is the guy who, the master, the fellow who has arrived. He says, this is it, simple. This is the Khergav, every simple RF. That's what I'm talking about, yes?
The fire is deposited in the tinder because it is already familiar with the fire. And in sooth, Safura, from desire and love for that light of true guidance, sacrificed both her eyes. At first, she closed one eye.
Yeah, do you remember? She covered his eyes not to look at him, to go blind. Said, okay, but with one eye. He looked, he lost this one, opened the other one, once again. So what, I go blind? That's how that beauty is attractive. This is what he's talking about, yes?
And in sooth, Safura, from desire and love, for that light of true guidance sacrificed both her eyes. At first she closed one eye and beheld the light of his face, and that eye was lost. Afterward, she could no longer restrain herself, and she opened the other and spent it on that moon. Even so, the warrior gives away his bread. When the light of devotion strikes on him, he gives away his life. Then a woman said to her, are you grieving for the jonquil-like eye that you have lost? I am grieving, she replied. Would that I had 100,000 eyes to lavish.
Do you remember the lady who lost both eyes to look at that beauty? I said, aren't you sorry you lost your eyes? She said, oh, I'm sorry I didn't have 1,000. To give it 1,000 times, but 1,000 times looking at that beauty. Yes?
The window. Mine eye has been ruined by the moon, but the moon is seated like the treasure in the ruin. How should the treasure that this ruin of mine have memory of my porch and house? The light of Joseph's face, when he was passing by, used to fall on the lattice windows of every villa, and the people within the house would say, Joseph is taking a walk in this quarter and passing by. For they would see the radiance on the wall, and then the landlords would understand. The house that has its windows in that direction is ennobled by that Joseph walking for recreation. Listen, open a window towards Joseph and begin to delight yourself by looking at him